Today's daf is Beis Daf Yud, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Beis, Elo I Kasha, Ha Kasha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Moshe Ben Frumit, Chaim Moshe Ben Esther, and Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Yehoshua Ben Binyamin Alevi, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Ha'isha HaChashuva, Miral Ben Reb Moshe. So we began the Gemara that we're in the middle of right now at the very end of yesterday's daf. So just to regroup where we are and then move along here, Masechtas Beis. So the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph brought a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding something very technical. Are you allowed to move a ladder from one shoivach to another shoivach? And the Gemara had a whole bunch of different possible explanations for what the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was. But one thing was clear. Beis Shammai was machmer and Beis Hillel was mekel, which is consistent with Shitas Beis Shammai throughout Shas and Shitas Beis Hillel throughout Shas. In almost every machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is machmer and Beis Hillel is mekel. So Beis Shammai said, "Ein moylichan es hasula mishoivach l'shoivach," and Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel said, "It's okay." What was the Hezber and the Machloikis? So the Gemara said, in one way, shape, or form, Beis Shammai was concerned about Marisayin. If somebody's going to see you carrying a ladder, Mishoivach L'Shoivach, even though you're doing it to get lunch, but at the same time, it looks a little bit like you're doing work. There's a Marisayin issue, and it's for that reason Beis Shammai said, don't do it. Beis Hillel was Mekel. Beis Hillel said that being that the ladder that you're carrying is not the ladder you usually use when you work, but rather this was a specific ladder, it was unique to the Shoivach, and as a result, it's not going to be an issue. And the Gemara asked a big picture question. The Gemara said that it would seem that when it comes to Yontif, Beis Shammai is Machmer and Beis Hillel is Mekel. Or more specifically, when it comes to Simchas Yontif, Beis Hillel is Mekel. Beis Hillel says that even though you can theoretically argue maybe you shouldn't carry the ladder Misulam Lasulam, but at the same time, because of Simchas Yontif, it's going to be okay. Beis Shammai says, Simchas Yontif ahin, Simchas Yontif aher. There's an issue of Marisayin, and as a result, you're not allowed to do it. So when faced with some halachic issue, but at the same time, Simchas Yontif, Beis Shammai takes the stringent position, and Beis Hillel seems to show deference to Simchas Yontif. And the Gemara's kasha was, how does that stem with the third of the three machloikasin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the very first Mishnah of Masechta? The Mishnah brought a machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Are you allowed to, lekatchila, shecht a chaya and a knife in the event that you didn't prepare offer before Yontif to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam? Beis Shammai said yes, Beis Hillel said no. And the Gemara assumes that really there's a halachic potential issue with going ahead and doing Kisui Hadam in such an instance. Afal Pike, Beis Shammai allows you to do it, and Beis Hillel said that you're not allowed to do it. Must be, because Beis Shammai was sensitive to Simchas Yontif and said that even though there are potentially issues, but Simchas Yontif Adif. Beis Hillel was Machmer, because Beis Hillel said, no, I don't care about Simchas Yontif. And the Gemara's kasha was that would it seem at first glance to be a stira Beis Shammai and stira Beis Hillel in our Sugyan Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Beis Shammai is Machmer, even though Simchas Yontif is at stake. Beis Hillel says, no, Simchas Yontif Adif. And in the first mission of the Masechta, just the opposite. Beis Shammai says Simchas Yontif Adif, and it's Beis Hillel that was Machmer. And the Gemara said that because of this question, Rabbi Yochanan, the great Amir Rabbi Yochanan, said Muchlefes Hashita, you have to switch the position of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we mentioned yesterday briefly, Machlokes Rishonim, which one of the Beis Shammai's and Beis Hillel's are supposed to be switched. We'll learn the Sugi with Shitas Rashi, who says that it's the second Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph needs to be switched so that it will be consistent with the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel on Daf Beis. Beis Shammai was mekel when it comes to Simchas Yontif on Daf Beis. Beis Shammai is going to be mekel when it comes to Simchas Yontif on Daf Tes as well. Beis Hillel was machmer when it comes to Simchas Yontif on Daf Beis. Beis Hillel is going to be machmer when it comes to Simchas Yontif on Daf Tes as well. But then the Gemara said that I don't think you have to be machlef Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in order to answer this question, because there's an easier way out to the question. The Gemara gave what that teretz was, and that's what we're going to pick up. Says the Gemara, Eli I Kasha, Ha Kasha. And what the Gemara is saying is that there seemed to have been a Mesoira that Rabbi Yochanan, because of a Stira, Beis Shammai, Abbeis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, was machlif the shitois of Beis Shammai and Bissol. The Gemara assumed in its first attempt that the stira was the Mishnah Daf Beis versus the Mishnah Daf Tes. And it was to answer that question that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mochlefes HaShita. But because of the dichoy of the Gemara, the dichoy that we didn't chazer just now, the Gemara said that it's not muchach that Rabbi Yochanan would have been machlif the shita. The question is not a good enough question to have to start changing your soy. So the Gemara says, and the question must have been another question. The Gemara now is going to make another suggestion. The Gemara is going to be doicha that. Then the Gemara is going to make a third suggestion. The Gemara is going to be doicha that. The Gemara is going to make a fourth suggestion. The Gemara is going to be doicha that. Then the Gemara is going to make a fifth suggestion. And the Gemara is going to be doicha that as well. And all these different suggestions of what the stira that Rabbi Yochanan had and the Shammai Bissul are really going to take us through high level a whole bunch of different machloikis in between the Shammai Bissul that we didn't learn yet. And these machloikis in between the Shammai Bissul is really a sneak preview to some of the Mishnayis that we are going to learn. So we're going to go through these Mishnayis quicker than we really should, and the reason is because the Gemara is just bringing it for one detail, as we're going to see, and really we're going to get into each one of these machloikas in on a more individual basis as we learn them in the respective Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Elihi kasha akash, if Rabbi Yochanan had a stira between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, a stira that pushed him to the limit, to the point where he said, Mechlefes Hashita, I have no way out of this question, hakasha. The stira must have been the following. Beis Shammai says, Lo yito, ele imkein niyana mibaoydyoim. So this Shitas Beis Shammai is actually a Mishnah that we're going to learn in the course of today's daf on Daf Yudam and Alf. Beis Shammai has an interesting chiddush, and that is that if somebody prepares an oif, for example, before Yontif, he's making it so like this, he'll be able to eat it on Yontif, he'll be able to shecht it, it won't be considered Moktza. Simply verbally, preparing this oif wouldn't be enough. Beis Shammai says, Lo yitol, you're not allowed to take it. Elam kein niya namba boidem. You actually have to shake it. You have to shuckle it. You have to do something with this oif. But unless you do something with this oif, it's not going to be okay. So Beis Shammai says, you don't have to do that. Rather, oimate, just stand up. Not literally, but Oimer and says, I'm going to take this bird, and by saying that I'm going to take this bird, that's going to be okay. Now the question is, why would Beis Shammai say such a chiddush that to verbally prepare a knife is not enough? Bechura, the issue would be muktzah. So for muktzah, you don't have to do a maisa. All you need is a dibur. You say, I want this to be prepared. Even machshava works when it comes to muktzah. So why would you have to physically do something? Beis Hillel says, just prepare it. Beis Shammai says, that's not enough. You actually have to do something. So the Gemara is going to say that the reason Beis Shammai held what he held is because Beis Shammai was concerned that if you're not going to physically prepare the oif, you're just going to say, I want to use this oif without making physical contact with it. You may think this oif is a geshmaka oif, but then when you're going to pick it up on Yontif, you're going to decide you don't really want it. So you're going to pick it up and you're going to put it back down. You're not going to end up using it. And so what? So Rashi on Daf Yud says two reasons what the problem might be. Either it could be it's a muktzah problem, or it could be you can end up doing a tircha shaloi l'tzarech. But either way, Beis Shammai had a problem. Beis Hillel didn't have a problem. And Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan said, Alma, you know what you see from this machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Think of a simchas yantav. When it comes to simchas yantav, Beis Shammai l'chomer, Beis Hillel l'kula. Beis Shammai was machmer, Beis Hillel was mekel. Meaning, it seems like there's a potential problem that you can come to in the event that you're not going to physically make contact with this oif before Yontif. And Beis Shammai is sensitive to it. Beis Shammai says, you cannot take the oif unless you are menanea before Yontif. You have to do nanuim with the oif. Whereas Beis Hillel is not worried about that. Beis Hillel said, it's fine. So Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the machloikis? I mean, everyone agrees there's a problem. Machloikis must be, Beis Hillel said, simchas Yontif adif. And Beis Shammai is not so worried about simchas Yontif. Very mini. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the kasha, shaykh t'chai v'oif v'yontif v'chulu. And what's the v'chulu? It's the first Mishnah of the parak. Again, the same kasha that we had in the first version of what this kasha might have been. And that is, you see, that Beis Shammai was mekel when it came to shechting a chayav ha'oif, even though you didn't prepare offer for kisei adam, and Beis Hillel was machmer. What's the pshat? Beis Shammai was probably mekel because simchas yontif adav. Whereas Beis Hillel was machmer because he's not worried about simchas yontif. So again, you have a stira. And the Mishnah on that base, Beis Shammai is more sensitive to simchas yontif. Beis Hillel is less sensitive. And when it comes to taking a knife that you wore in minaneh before yontif, dear Beis Hillel is less sensitive and Beis Shammai is more sensitive. Rabbi Yochanan, and it was to this kasha that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mochlefes Hashita. You're right, it's a stira. You have to switch Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this second Mishnah. But the Gemara says, V'dum Allahi, I don't think it's a good kasha. Rabbi Yochanan would be machlef agirsa because of this. Meaning, Adka, the coming Beis Shammai, maybe you could say, when did Beis Shammai say his halacha, that it's mutter to shech the chayv oif, even though you didn't prepare the offer, Elohecha tikkendaka not. We're at the very least, you had a shovel that was already prepared in the ground. So what? If the shovel was prepared in the ground, so all the potential issues, like we mentioned yesterday, that you might have, you're not going to have. What are you worried about? chayfer, if the shovel's in the ground, you can't be over chayfer. You're worried about maybe mukta? No, you prepared it in the ground. It's not going to be mukta. Maybe you're worried about ketisha, which is techina. Offer tichayach. It was very soft offer. That wasn't the problem. Maybe you're worried about boina, because you're making a ditch. All you want is the offer. That's not called boina. So once you say dekar nuts, you alleviate all the problems. That's why Beshamay had no problem. But maybe where there's no dekar nuts, meaning you don't have the proverbial dekar nuts, like in this Mishnah, where you're going to take the oif, even if you didn't prepare it, maybe over the Beshamay was sensitive. Meaning you're assuming Beshamay has a problem on the face, he has a problem on the feud, but at the same time, there he says, Simchas Yontif, so I don't care about the problem. Here, he doesn't care about Simchas Yontif. That would be a good stira. Said the Gemara, who said that the way Beis Shammai saw it. Maybe Beis Shammai really is sensitive to Simchas Yontif, and if there's a problem, like on Daf Yud, he's worried about a Muktzah issue or a Tirchash Loy Letzarech issue, even though the Simchas Yontif, he's still going to have a problem. I Daf Beis, on that Beis, he had no problem. Because of the Dekker Notz. Inam, you could say the same Svarim Beis Sil. I can't come in Beis Sil Hach. When the Beis Sil say over here, it's okay, I'll keep in the Muktzah, but I'm not the reason Beis Sil said by us, it's fine, even though Beis Sil is not necessarily going to tell you that because of Simchas Yontif, you could start doing things that are questionable, is because he doesn't think there's any problem. What's the issue? Mukta, you prepared it. Once you prepared it, even though you prepared it verbally, that's okay. Aval Hassan, but over there, lie. Over there, there's an issue. What's the issue? Like Rashi said on the Tesamid Beis, Rashi, the issue potentially would be that you are going to be toichen, the offer a little bit when you do the Kisi Adam, and it's for that reason there's going to be a problem. The bottom line is that if you assume there's a problem there, everybody agrees there's a problem there, Narvas. Do we say Simchas Yontif is Adif or Simchas Yontif is not Adif? So then you have a fundamental contradiction. Beshamay, Beshamay, Beshul, Beshul. But the Gemara says it's not Mucha. These are two completely different sugyas. Beshamay has no problem on that base. He has a problem on the Fyud. Beshul has no problem on the Fyud. He has a problem on that base. As a result, that can't be the kasha that caused Rabbi Yochanan to change the Gersa. The Gemara says, Eli, kasha, all kasha. If there was a kasha that caused Rabbi Yochanan to change the Gersa, this is take three now. This must have been the kasha. Beshamay, Yoimrim. Beshamay says, and this is a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. Ein Neutlin, Esau, Eli, the Katz of all of Basa. You're not let it take the Eli. So the Eli is the pestle that was used with the mortar to crush spices. You're not allowed to take it on Yontif, even though you're not using it to crush spices, but rather what you're using it is as a board, lekatziv olav basar, to hack flesh on. So you want to chop meat, you need a board to cut it on, and you're going to use this board. Beis Lomantirim says it's going to be mutter. Now, the reason Beis Shammai has a problem is because Beis Shammai holds that this Eli is muktzah. And it's before in the sugis of Masech de Shabbos, there's two reasons that it might be muktzah. Number one, it's a keli shem melachtoi le'iser, because it was used primarily to grind. Toichin is a melacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And as a result, it's a keli shem melachtoi le'iser, and therefore, it's a problem. Another reason is it might be muktzah machmas chisar and kis. This was a very expensive item, and as a result, that's why it would be muktzah. Beisul says it's mutter, because Beisul holds that even a keli shem melachtoi le'iser, you're allowed to be metalto le'tzorich gufa. So the machlokes b'shamay Beisul is a fundamental Mukta Shaila. Bishamai holds Keli Shemalachta Le'issa, you're not allowed to be metaltal even if you need it. Even Letzayrach Kufay. But still holds a Keli Shemalachta, yes, so you are allowed to be metaltal as long as it's Letzayrach Kufay. But the Gemara understands, Alma, you know what you see from here, Gabi Simchas Yontif, Bisham, the Chumra, Bisham, the Kula. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what the Machlikis must be? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan assumed that everybody holds as a problem over here. Bishamai has a problem with this Keli because it's Mukta. Bisham would also have a problem that it's Mukta. So why is Bisham matter? Because of Simchas Yontif. And why is Bishamai Machmer? He doesn't care about Simchas Yontif. Reminis, he asked again the same stereo, Shaykh Chayvayv, Vyontif, Bishamai, Vyachulu. In the first mission, you see that Bishamai is the one that holds Simchas Yontif. Beisul says not Simchas Yontif Adam. Rabbi Yochanan, it was regarding this question. The Rabbi Yochanan said Machlepas Hashita. You have to switch the sheet. But the Gemara says me my similar signon Dilmalohi. Maybe that's not true. Meaning Ad Kala Kamei Beishamai Hossam. Why did Beishamai not have a problem with the Mishnah Nafis? Not because there's a problem with Simchas Yontif Adam. Ela Heichat Inkatek Anot. Because there was a shovel already in the ground, and because the shovel in the ground, like we said already, there's no issue. Aval Heichat Leka Dek Anot. But if you don't have the proverbial shovel in the ground, like over here, you have a Keli Shemalach De Leisa, which is Mukta Loi. So, Simchas Yontif Ahin, Simchas Yontif Aher, that's not going to help you. Ignami, or potentially you could say Faker as well. Ad Kala Kamei Beisul Hachem, when the Beisul say over here it's fine, oh, the Kateri is Keli off, because at the end of the day it's a Keli. And even though it's a Keli Shemalach Delis, the Beisul sheet is that a Keli Shemalach Delis, you're allowed to be Metantel and Sayer Kuvai. So, Beisul holds is no problem. I've lost some over there, lie, but over there there's a concern. What's the concern? You may do Taichin. So it's not a steer. Again, the steer is predicated on the fact that there's problems in Daf Beis, there's problems in this Mishnah, tomorrow's Daf Yud Aleph. In one case, Beis Sil is more sensitive to Simchas Yontif, And the other case, Beis Shammai is more sensitive to Simchas Yontif. Hence, you have a steer, but the Gemara says, again, that's not what's going on over here. These are two completely different sugyas. Beis Hill had a problem with that Beis, Beis Shammai didn't. Beis Shammai has a problem with that Yudal, Beis Hill didn't. It's not a steer. It's nothing to do with a problem facing off against Simchas Yontif. Who wins? That's not the Shaila. And that can't be the reason that Rabbi Yochanan would have changed any gear size, because the great Rabbi Yochanan knew what we just said. So the Gemara says, Ela Ikasha, if there was a steer that Rabbi Yochanan had that caused him to change a gear, so Hakasha must have been the following question. And this is another Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yoimrin, Beis Shammai says, Ein Noisin Es Ha'or Lefnei Adarsin. After you shecht an animal on Yontif, which is something you're allowed to do, you're not allowed to take the ar, can't take the skin of the animal, and put it in front of Darsin, people that trample. So one of the things that were done with the skin was it was preserved. They used to be ma'abedit, that's what tanners did. And the skin, of course, had value. Now, you're not allowed to be ma'abed on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be ma'abed on Yontif, it's one of the lametes malachis, it's not l'tzayr chaychel nefesh, it's not something that you're allowed to do. So here's the question, can I take the skin, put it in front of people that are going to walk on it, wink, wink, as a result, I'll harden it a little bit, the skin won't go back, and then after Yontif, I'll let it go through the proper tanning process. Can I or can I not? Beis Shammai says you can't. But not just that, Beis Shammai says, V'loyak b'yenu elam ken yeshal of kezayas basar. You're also not allowed to pick it up unless it has a kezayas basar. So if it doesn't have a kezayas basar, the skin itself is going to be mukta. Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel says both of these things are going to be mukta. Number one, you're allowed to put a lefnei the darsin. And number two, it's not going to be considered mukta. Now the Gemara assumes that whatever problem Beis Shammai had, Beis Hillel had as well. And the reason Beis Hillel was Meiko was because of Simchas Yontif. Alma gabi Simchas Yontif, Beis Shammai d'chum, Beis Hillel l'gulo. So you see, Beis Shammai has a problem over here. He has some mukta issue. He has a problem of putting it in front of the people that are going to trample on it because that's some form of ma'abit, not medayraisa, but some durabanim form of ma'abit. We'll see more when we learn the sugya. Even though Simchas Yontif, he didn't care. Beis Hillel says, no, don't worry about it. Why? Because of Simchas Yontif. So again, what's the cash over in Mini Yashichet Chai Vay B'Yontif V'chulu? The first Mishnah over the Beis Shammai is more sensitive to Simchas Yontif. Beis Hillel is less sensitive. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe it was regarding this that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechlefes Hashito, that you have to change the gears. But the Gemara says, again, it's not Mucha Mimai. Don't let me add, can look on Beis Shammai Hasmeid. When Beis Shammai say over there that it's Mutter, not because there's a problem, but Simchas Yontif knocks out the problem. Over there, there's no problem. Again, why is there no problem? Because there's a shovel already stuck in the ground. But in the event that you have no decker notes, like over here where there's a real problem, there's a problem putting the mat in front of the people that are going to trample on it, there's a problem picking up the skin when it doesn't have a kezayis basar on it, so maybe over here Beis Shammai is going to say even though Simchas Yontif, it's still going to be a problem. Inami, Adkan come Beis Hillel Hach, when the Beis Hillel say it's fine over here, Ela dechazi lemizga ilavei. The reason Beis Hillel said it's fine is because Beis Hillel looked at this skin a little bit different. He didn't look at this simply as a dover shal mukta because there's no kezayis basar on it. But he still looked at it and he said, this could be used as a rug. It could be sat on. And there's no reason that you can't actually use it. And because he held you could use it, therefore, whatever issue Beis Shammai held was a problem, he didn't think was a problem. Aval hasam, but over there, where the Mishnah that base where Beis Hillel agrees is a problem, loy, maybe it's not okay. So again, same point. Two different sugyas. That's a sugya, and this is a sugya. They have nothing to do with each other. It's not the pshat, there's a problem that everybody agrees on, and we're trying to figure out a Simchas Yontif, oh, therefore is the problem. Elas, the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yochanan again had a steer that caused them to change gear size, ikasha, hakasha, this must have been the question. Beis Shammai Yoimrin, Beis Shammai says, ein mesalkin es hatrisin b'yontif. You're not allowed to take the shutters from the front of a store off on Yontif. Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to, and not only you're allowed to take it off, but afla hachzer. You're even allowed to put it back on. Now we're talking about people that had stores, they would close up the store with shutters, they would remove the shutters when need be, and sometimes the shutter would serve a dual purpose, it'd be able to use it as a table so they can show their wares, and like this, people would be able to come by. The question is, could you do this on Yontif or could you not do this on Yontif? The reason you shouldn't be able to do this on Yontif is because you seem to be demolishing something. There's an issue of stira, boina, zayser, it's one of the lametas malachas. So based on that, you would think maybe it's a problem. The question is, could you do it on Yontif or could you not? So Beis Shammai says you can't do it. Beis Hillel says, not only could you take it down, you could even put it back up. So the Gemara assumes that everybody agrees there's a stira issue over here. Alma gabi simchas Yontif, Beis Shammai d'chomer, Beis Hillel l'gulo. Again, Beis Shammai must be machmer, even though there's a question of simchas Yontif. What's a simchas Yontif? You want to buy things, but it doesn't matter. Despite the fact that there's a simchas Yontif component over here, right? You want to go to the store to buy something on Yontif, right? You could do that under certain circumstances. But the point is, even though you're doing it for the purpose of Simchas Yontif, at the same time, it's not going to be okay. What's the kash of Rami? So here already the Gemara words a little bit differently. Here already the Gemara is picking up on what we spoke at four times. I don't know if it's shver because Hashem they could decker nuts, talk like a decker nuts. Over there, the Mishnah that base, it was a decker nuts. Maybe over there, Shammai really didn't have a problem because again, the shovel's already in the ground. As a result, there's no real issue. But over here, where there's no decker nuts, here there's a real issue. What's the issue? Stira, you're on some level being soiser when lam tes malachas. It's a problem. El b'sil b'sil kasha. But the stira between b'sil b'sil, that would definitely seem to be a kasha. Why? Because b'sil is makel here, even though for sure the Gemara assumes there's a problem. What could possibly be the reason that there's no halachic issue? All the previous basils that we mentioned, so maybe there's no issue. But here there's for sure an issue, the Gemara says. How is it possible that there's no stira in basil? Meaning basil has a problem on that base, and therefore he doesn't allow you to shech the chayva oif, even though you're going to shtar your simchas yontif, because he's worried that you may come to be toichin. How could basil not have a problem over here? He lets you take down the shutters. You're being soiser. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It was for this question that Rabbi Yochanan said, Mukhlafas Ashita, that it has to be that we have to change the gerusa. But the Gemara says again, Dilmalohi, maybe not. Because perhaps Adkan, Lekamer Beisil, Hacha, maybe when the Beisil says Allah only over here, Mishum Dein Binyam Bekalem, Vein Stira Bekalem. You're assuming that for sure there's no issue. It's not muchach that there's no issue. Maybe, meaning, you're assuming for sure there's an issue. Maybe there really is no issue. What do you mean? There's for sure a stira problem over here. Maybe not. Because over here we're dealing with kalim. And maybe Basil's of the opinion, ain't binyan b'kalim and ain't stira b'kalim. You can't be boina and soyser kalim. Aval hasam over there in the Mishnah on that base, there really is an issue. And therefore in the Mishnah on that base, Basil had a problem. So the bottom line is, we just went through a whole bunch of different halachas that we didn't really go through properly. We just followed the lead of the Gemara. The Gemara just mentioned it to bring out one specific point, and that is, there was some Messiah that Rabbi Yochanan had a steer from Beisham Beisil in the Mishnah on that base, the third Beisham Beisil, to some other Machloikis Beisham Beisil, and because of the steer, Rabbi Yochanan said, you have no choice, but Mukhlefes Ashita, you're going to have to change the Gerson. And the question was, what exactly this stira was, and we had five different suggestions of what the stira might have been, and we had the maskana of the Gemara that each one of the suggestions the Gemara ultimately knocked out. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. So this Mishnah may sound familiar because this was one of the machloikis and Bishami Besil that were mentioned earlier in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Bishami Yemir Bishami says, Lo Yitel, you're not allowed to take an oif that you want to use on Yontif. Elim kein naneh b'bayim. So I mean, even though you prepared this oif already before Yontif, but unless you physically did something to the oif, the halach is, you're not allowed to use it on Yontif. Beisul says, Beisul says that you're allowed to, as long as you get up and you say that I want to use it. Meaning, according to Beishama, you have to physically prepare it. If you don't physically prepare it, it's not going to be okay. As opposed to Beisul, you don't have to physically prepare it. As long as you declare and you say that this is a knife I want to use, it's going to be fine. So again, the backdrop to this halach is mukta. You're not allowed to touch, you can't eat, you can't use something on Yontif unless you prepared it before Yontif. If you didn't prepare it before Yontif, it's going to be considered muktzah. So we have a question over here. If somebody's preparing an oif before Yontif, is it enough that he verbally declares and he verbally prepares this as something that he wants to do? Or is it not enough that he verbally declares it, but what he needs to do is he needs to physically do something? And that's the question. So the Gemara says, Amar Rab Chanan Bar Ami said, Machlekes Bebricha Rishonin. The Machlekes over here was only regarding the first brood of oifos. The Beishamai Sabri, Beishamai held, Gazrinan Dilma Asilim Luchi. Beishamai was worried that sometimes people didn't like to use the first birds. And because people didn't want to use the first birds sometimes, so it's for that reason, there was a concern that you may not use it. That even though you prepared it before Yontif, but unless you physically did something for it, there's always a concern you're not going to end up using it. Beisul Sabri, Beisul said, like Gazrinan, it's not something that we're worried about. But if it relates to the second, everybody would agree that if it's already the second group, so at that point, there's no question, everybody's going to agree at that point that it's going to be okay. Okay, so again, a little bit of insight into Shitas Beishamai. What Beishamai say? You're not allowed to use the oifas on Yontif unless you physically prepared it before Yontif. So verbally preparing it before Yontif is not going to be okay. What you would have to do is you would have to physically prepare. And the question is why? When do you find the muktza that you have to physically prepare? So the reason is because we're dealing with specific birds that people usually didn't shach. So if you verbally prepare this bird being that people usually didn't shech this bird, there's a concern that you're going to have remorse, that you're going to end up not using it, and that's why it's going to be an issue. However, if you're using it from the Bricha Shnia people usually did use, and being that people usually didn't use it, this whole concern is not a real concern, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Incidentally, Rashi says that why was it that people didn't use the Bricha Rishayna? So Rashi, first Rashi in the Gemara, Derech Megadle Yoinim, the Derech of people that raised doves was Lehaniach Bricha Rishayna Shal Kol Shana Liyos Tseves Le'ima. The meaning was that they would leave it around like this. It would be able to provide company to the mother, so they used to keep it. So therefore, there's a concern that even though you've verbally prepared it, but you may end up backing out, and it's for that reason, unless you physically do something, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara now is going to focus on Shitas Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says that you don't have to physically prepare an oif if you want to use it on Yontif, even the Bricha Rishon, even though the minig was very often people would keep it around, but once you verbally prepare it, that's enough for it not to be mukta. You want to pick it up and you want to shecht it on Yontif, no worries. So how did Beis Hillel state their opinion? Oimed v'oimer, what you need to do is you need to say zevezeh ani noitel. And as long as you say zevezeh ani noitel, that in and of itself is going to be okay. But the Gemara says, even in Beis Hillel, I don't understand 100%. U Beis Hillel, freak the Gemara. Why does he have to say Zevezani Neutel? Meaning it sounds like he has to go to his Shoifach. He has to literally look the bird in the eye and say, I want you, you, and you. Zevezani Neutel. Lema, why is it not sufficient for him to say, Mikanani Neutel Lamacher? I'm going to go here and I'm going to take something from here. Why do you have to go to the individual one? Why isn't it enough that you say, Mikanani Neutel? Meaning it sounds like you have to be very, very specific. You literally have to pick the particular bird. L'churi, you shouldn't have to pick the particular bird. It should be enough if you say, Mikanani Neutel. Now, the truth is, let's just take a step back for a second. We're handling over here preparing oifis that you're going to use for Yantif. If you're going to prepare an oif that you're going to use for Yantif, what you're trying to do is, you want it to be mukhan, you want to make sure that it's not going to be mukta. Now, for mukta, is it enough that I say, Mikanani Neutel? L'chura, for mukta, you have to be specific. If I want something prepared, I don't want this to be mukta, I have to say, I don't want this to be mukta. Why would you think it's enough to say, Mikanani Neutel? The reason is because there's a concept called Breira. Breira means that I can say that I am going to be making something from this group of birds. I don't know which bird yet I'm going to be making. I'll decide tomorrow. And when I decide tomorrow, hover adov lema freya, retroactively, it's now been told and notified that this was what I was making. And based on the Svara Breira, it should work. Now, anytime you see the word Breira, you're inclined to run. And the truth is, it's a very, very difficult concept to understand. And once you finally figure out what Yesh Breira means, then you have to figure out what Ein Breira means. It's very, very hard, Shiloh. But the point is, based on Breira, the Gemara's kasha is, that why should you have to be making the individual oif? Why isn't it enough that you say, Mikanani Noita Lamacher? And based on that, that would be okay. So as the Gemara, maybe the reason Beisul doesn't hold a Breira. You're asking a question which we just said is predicated on the law of Breira. So maybe Beisul doesn't hold a Breira, Beisul doesn't hold a Breira. So the kasha is not a kasha. But the Gemara says that's not true, because V'hatnan, we learned in a Mishnah, Mesechtes Aholos. Now, whenever you learn the sugi of Breira, so there's a few cases that come up prominently, Halakech Yayim Ibn Akutim, that's probably the most famous one. Ha'achin, two brothers that divide a Yerusha, that's another classic Breira case. The one that we're about to learn right now is a Mishnah Masechta Zaholis. It's probably the most obscure case of Breira, but it's one of the cases that come up nonetheless. Now, the background to this halach is we know that not all Tumma was created equally. One of the very, very unique forms of Tumma is Tumas Meis. A mace is unique in the sense that a mace conveys tumma not only through contact, but even if someone or something is under the same roof as the mace, tumas oil, the halach is, the mace is going to be metama, whatever that thing is. There's another halacha, this halacha l'moishim Sinai, that says that if there's a mace inside a room and there's a doorway that we can assume the mace is going to go through when it leaves the room. En route to the kfura, it's going to end up going through this doorway. The halach is the halal, the area underneath the doorway becomes tamei as well. Even though theoretically you could look at it as a separate area and not part of the oil of where the mace is right now, but because we know that the mace is going to end up going through that doorway, that's enough to say that anything or anyone that's underneath the doorway right now is going to be tame. What happens if you have several doorways? Meaning there's four doorways to be able to take the mace out of this room. The halacha is kulon tame. Anything that's underneath it is going to be tame. However, if one of them is open and the other ones are closed, then only the one that's open is the one that's going to be tame. The other ones are not going to be tame. Again, because if the one is open, the assumption is that it's probably going to go through there. It's for that reason it's going to be tame. So with that little bit of background, Zok the Mishnah, Meis Bebayis, if there was a mace inside a house, there were many entrances, there were many doors to get in and out of this house. Kulam tame, the halacha is, you have many entrances, they're all going to be tame. Niftach Echamehem. If one of them was open, meaning in the first narration, the Mishnah, they were all closed. Now one of them is open. Who tame? That one that's open is going to be tame. V'chul and tar, and all the other ones are going to be tar. Chishev lo hitzia be'achamim. Let's say a person had a machshav. He says, I'm going to take it out of one of them. Or he didn't have a mind to take it out of a door, but he had a mind to take it out of a window. A window that has the shear of a door. It was 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So the halach is matzelas al kol ha'psachim kulam. The halach is, if you had a machshav to take it out of one of these entranceways, so we assume that's the one it's going out of, and it's matzel all the other ones, meaning all the other ones are not going to be tame. So in this case, he had a whole bunch of open doors. They're all tame. So right now, they should all be tame. But being that you had a machshava to take it out of only one, that's the one that's going to be tame. All the other ones are going to be tame. Bishamay says, "V'hu shechishav leitzi atchel yamasamis." Bishamay said, the only time this is true is if you had the machshava before the mace died. So before the mace died, you had a machshava that you're going to take the mace in b'shas, you know, when it happens, when the inevitable occurs through this doorway. So then the halach is it's going to be matzel. But if you had it after the mace died, then it's very too late. Besulaim Rasul says, after Mishnah Yomas HaMace, even after the mace dies, the halacha is, it doesn't matter. We assume that the entranceway, that you had a machshava now, after the mace died, is the one through which it's going to go out. And the halacha is that anything that's underneath the doorway of one of the other doors is not going to be tam. That's what Besul says. So the Gemara assumes, why would Besul say that? Meaning, the mace died, and there were kelim underneath all the doorways. The halacha is they were all tame, because right now they're all viable options for you to take the mace out. Then later you had a machshava. You say, you know what, I don't want to take it out of all of them. I only take it out of this one. So the halacha is, oh, now you had this machshava, everything else becomes tar. Why? V'chura, because huvra, davar l'mafreya, that this was always the entranceway. Meaning you didn't realize that until you actually had the machshava. Now that's all good if you hold Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira says that you could do something later that retroactively triggers a metzias, that this is always the way it was meant to be. But if you hold Ein Breira, it's not going to work. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Beisnul says in our Mishnah that you have to literally look the bird in the eye, say this is the one that I want to take. And the Gemara says, why do you have to look it in the eye? Why can't you just say mikana ninoitel? And the Gemara's assumption is maybe because Beisnul holds Ein Breira. Promise from the Mishnah holds. You see clearly the Beisul holds Yesh Breira. Again, two completely unrelated halachas. One is Muktz on Yontif. The other one is some obscure halach in Hilchis Ahalos. But at the same time, does Beisul hold Yesh Breira or does Beisul hold Ein Breira? And the Gemara is going to say two terusim. The first heresy the Gemara says is Ha'itmar Allah Amar Rabba. Rabba already explained that Mishnah. And based on the way Rabba explained that Mishnah, this is not a tzushtal. Because Rabba said L'tayrus Apsachim L'kanu Labba, that the whole Beisul that said that when you have a machshava that you want to take it out of a specific doorway, the halach is it's matzal on all the other doorways. That's only Mikanu Lahaba. Moving forward, it's going to be matzal. But backwards, retroactively, nothing helps. V'chena Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shai said the same thing. L'tayrus Apsachim Mikanu Labba. It only helps me mitar the pesach mikanu l'haba, meaning mikanu l'haba in limafrei aloi. Meaning, pshana beisul in that Mishnah holds is not that he holds Yesh Breira. Maybe beisul holds Ein Breira, like he holds in the Mishnah Masechtes Beya. Ein Breira. That's why he has to say zevzeh ninoitel. It's not enough for him to say mikana ninoitel. Aye, why does beisul say that when you have a machshava that you're going to take it out of this door, all the other doors are tar? It's not limafreya, it's tar, it's just mikanu l'haba. If you would put a keli right now underneath one of the other entrances, then it's going to be tar. But you want to know if limafreya it's going to be tar, it's not going to be tar limafreya. So again, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is it's true. Beishan Hill in our Mishnah seems to hold Ein Breira, but Beisil in the Mishnah in the Holos also holds Ein Breira. Doesn't it sound like he holds Yesh Breira? No, you're assuming that Beisil over there meant limafreya, didn't mean limafreya, he meant l'kabala. Rava says, no, loyvam limafreya. That really when Beisil said in the Mishnah Masechtas HaHolos, that when you have a machshava to take the mace hand of one entranceway, anything that's underneath any of the other entranceways are going to be tar. He meant even Lemafreya. And must be because he holds Yesh Breira. So what's the kasha if he holds Yesh Breira? So why in our Mishnah does he have to say Zevzeh Aninoitel? Why can't he simply say Mikan Aninoitel? Then take one of whichever one he takes. Yesh Breira. That was the one that he prepared. The Hachayim Etayim. The reason over here it's different is because Dulma Metalto Vishavik. Metalto Vishavik. Because we're afraid over here that you're going to end up picking one up and then deciding that you don't really want it, and you're going to end up carrying something that you really didn't want to take. Meaning, Beis Shammai said that in order to take a knife, you have to physically pick it up. Beis Hillel wasn't as worried as Beis Shammai was. But Beis Hillel was a little bit worried for the same concern. He was worried that unless you identify exactly what you plan on taking on Yontif, you may end up changing your mind, and you may end up changing your mind after you already picked it up. So Beis Hillel's worried that you're going to come, you're going to say, Mikan ani noito, and then you're going to pick up a burning and say, nah, this is not the one I'm in the mood of. I want a fatter one. I want something that's a little more geschmack. You're going to end up putting it down, and you're going to do what Beis Shammai was afraid you're going to do. You're going to end up carrying something that's mukta. You're going to do a tircha where you really need the tircha, shalei l'tzarech yontif, and it's for that reason, it's a problem. So if you prepare it erev yontif and you say, zeveze ani noito, then we're not worried anymore. If you say, Mikan ani noito, and then you pick it up on yontif, then we are worried. And the Gemara speaks this through. Zevizani noitel is good. So what's the difference between zevizani noitel and mikanani noitel? So Mar says the difference is hani mili ma'erev yontif. No, because zevizani noitel means you already made up your mind before yontif. You made up your mind before yontif, so over there we're not worried anymore that something is going to change on yontif. I will be yontif. But if on yontif itself you're going to make up your mind, meaning you didn't make your mind before yontif, but on yontif you're coming out and you're going to pick over there, aser it's aser. The zimnin, the mishtakhi, shmeinim, b'chushim, b'chushim, shmeinim, because it's always possible something that you think looks geschmack and fatty and juicy is going to end up looking lean, and the one that looks lean is going to become a tautum, idle, chazli, end up carrying something that you didn't have to carry, inami, or maybe alternatively, zimnin, the mishtakhi, kulun, chushim, you may come and you're going to find that everything was lean, v'shavikli, you can end up eating nothing. You're going to end up not having simchas yontif. So to prevent all this, Chazal said, this is a little human psychology. Prepare the food before yontif, Beis Hillel says. If you prepare the food before yontif, this is never going to happen. Because once you prepare it, you're going to end up using it. If you don't prepare it, you say, mikanani noitol, yeah, I'm going to take one of these birds. Then you may have not, you end up taking nothing. You're not going to have simchas yontif. Or you're going to pick up one thing and decide you don't want it, and you're going to end up doing a tercha that you didn't have to do. If you pick exactly what it is you want, that's why it's going to be okay. So again, just to summarize this last Gemara, so Beis Shammai holds a very big kiddush. You want to take oifos on yontif. Again, today we take for granted, you open your freezer and you have food. But once upon a time, it was a little trickier than that. You had to go to the shayvach, you pull out a knife, you need a shaychit, you have to salt it, you have to go through the whole process before you had a nice yontif dinner. So this person is going to eat oif. Beis Shammai says not enough to prepare it. Yeah, in the world of muktzah, it's enough maybe if you prepare it. But I think you need to physically hold it, feel it, touch it, smell it, make sure you want this. Because if you're going to end up picking up the oif that you don't want, you're going to do a tircha shalei letzairach, right? You have to catch the bird. It's a tircha. We've never done this, but it's probably a tircha. And as a result, this is tircha shalei letzairach. You'll be metal something you never really ended up having to be metal. This is all b'diavit stuff. Yeah, if you need it for eichel nefesh, do it. But the only way I'm sure you know what it is you're taking on yontif is if you physically pick it up before yontif. Beis Hillel didn't take it to such an extreme, but Beis Hillel at the least said zev zani noita. At least you have to identify the specific oif that you need. The question is, why do you have to do that? And the Gemara had two suggestions. Either it's because Beis Hillel holds a either it's because Beis Hillel holds ein breira, and Beis Hillel holds ein breira, so that's the only way to do it. Otherwise, you're going to have a mukta problem. Or it's more along the lines of Beis Shammai, that even though you don't have to physically go ahead and touch it, but at the same time, you do have to identify it. Once you identify it, we're pretty sure you're going to end up using it. You're not going to back out. And as a result, you're not going to have any halachic issues. If you don't identify the specific oif, that's where you can run into a little bit of problems. So just to make a haschala on the next sugya, we'll finish it tomorrow. Zimein shchayrim umatzna levanim. If somebody prepared oifas before yontif, so he's going to eat birds on yontif, chicken, that's what he's eating. He prepared black birds, and then he found white. Levanim umatzna shchayrim, he prepared white, he found black. Shnayim umatzna shloisha, he prepared two, and he found three. Asurim. The halacha is, it's all aser. Meaning, these birds are clearly not the birds he prepared. He prepared white, and he found black, right? So how did that happen? Must be something else. So what you prepared is not there. This is obviously something else. And as a result, this is not considered mukhan, it's considered mukta, therefore it's going to be a problem. The same is true if you prepared two and you found three. You prepared two, you didn't prepare three, so obviously something is here that you didn't prepare. It's for that reason this is all an issue. If you prepared three and you found two, mutarim, it's going to be mukta. Because then we assume that the two that you have are of the original three. One of them just flew away. More about that in tomorrow's daf. Teicha kan, if you prepared birds inside the kan, inside the nest, and then you found birds on the front of the nest, asurim, is a chiddush, it's aser. Now you would have thought, why is it aser? It's probably the same bird, and just instead of it being in the Khan, now it's in front of the Khan. It's still us. If in Ainsham, Elohim, if these are the only birds in town, Harelum Mutaran, then it's obviously the same bird. Then it's going to be Mutar. Zakhti Gemara. What was the first halacha of the Mishnah? You prepared Shchayrim, you found Levanim. You prepared Levanim, you found Shchayrim. Obviously, they're different birds. Mukta, you can't eat it. Zakhti Gemara. Pshita, isn't that obvious? I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, Ach, my skin, I'm going to Shchayrim, Shchayrim, Ulevanim. Not talking about what you prepared, black and white. The Hishkim, and you woke up in the morning, Umatzah, and you found Shchayrim, Makal Levanim, Lakam, Makam Shchayrim. You found the black and you found the white. However, the black was where the white was, and the white was where the black was. Maldatim, you would have thought, Hani, Inu, Ninu, Vesapuchi, Esapuch. You would have thought, okay, these are the birds that I prepared. I prepared Shchayrim, I prepared Levanim. I have Shchayrim, I have Levanim. These are obviously those birds. This was on the right side, and this was on the left side, and Ochinabi, but they must have worked their way around. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah told us a huge chiddush, not a pshita, a big chiddush, that we assume Hanuch Azdi La'alma, that the original birds that you prepared are gone, V'hani Achrini Ninu, and these are new birds. Now, why would you assume that? So the Gemara says, Leme Misayeh Leile Reb Chanina. This much supports Amr Reb Chanina said. We'll see more about this tomorrow. Amr Reb Chanina, because Reb Chanina said, Roi V'Karev, Halach Achar Roi. There's something called Roiv, and there's something called Karev. We know what Roiv is, right? Roiv is Machriya Sveikos. What is Karev? Karev means where I have a suffix. Did this come from here? Did it come from there? If one thing is closer than the other, we assume that it came from the thing that's closer. So you can use Roiv when you're in doubt. You can use Karev. Again, more about this tomorrow. When you're in doubt. Now, Reb Chanina said that if Roiv squares off against Karev, Halacha Achar Roiv. As good as Karev is, Roiv is better. So you must say, this is a classic example of Roiv Karev. Why? Because I have Shchayrim where I didn't prepare Shchayrim. I have Levanim where I didn't prepare Levanim. There's two possibilities. One possibility is they just switch places. Another possibility is that they're completely new Levanim and they're completely new Shchayrim. If they switch places, both of them were prepared, so there's no Muksa problem. If they're completely new Levanim and completely new Shchayrim, then they are both going to be Muksa. What do we assume in this case? We assume that they're completely new. Why would you assume they're completely new? Must be Roiv. Because Roiv of the Levanim and Roiv of the Shchayrim, most birds, well, not your birds. If, however, we assume that you're going to go Basur Karoiv, the Karoiv are your birds. Meaning, I have Levanim. I don't know where this Levanim came from. Could be it came from all the Levanim in the world, or it could be it came from the next nest. So if I go Basur Roiv, it came from wherever. If I go Basur Karoiv, they're mine. If I go Basur Roiv, they're not prepared. If I go Basa Karev, they are prepared. So the Gemara says, so based on that, shouldn't this be a raya that Roiv Karev Halach Achar Roiv? Because by telling me that it's a problem, that there's a mukta issue, so you see that you're going Basa Roiv. It's also Karev, so you see Roiv Karev Halach Achar Roiv. The Gemara says it's not a raya, Ketamar Abaya, like Abaya is going to say in tomorrow's daf, that it could be Hachan Bidaf, Hachanami Bidaf. The Gemara, Abai is going to make an akimta to answer a similar question, and that is that we were talking about where there were many, many birds that used to come and they would hang out on the daf. This was a board that protruded from the shayvach. So they used the drezach over there. So these other birds that we're concerned this may have come from were not only birds that were roiv, they were also karev. Because there was like a little hangout there and used to have these birds drengzach there. And it's based on that, the other birds are roiv and karev. So if it was a question of roiv versus karev, where the karev is not roiv and the roiv is not karev, I don't know, maybe there you go about a karev. That was Reb Chanina Shaila. I don't know if you have a right to Reb Chanina. Over here, it's talking about where the roiv was also karev. Because there were so many birds that you hadn't prepared that used to hang out on the daf. And therefore, we're concerned that maybe that's what these birds are. And it's for that reason you have no raya to what Reb Chanina said. Exhale. So just to go back at least one more time to the raid that we've been talking about the last few days. And that is the very fascinating topic. The topic that's very much in Yonah D'Yoyma. It's also very much a Mesechtes Beya, the topic. And that is the halacha of Yontif Sheini Shel Golias. So we're going to talk about something that we spoke about a little bit in Mesechtes Pesachim when we learned Perek Mokim Shenagu. But when we learned it there, we came from one angle. And now, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to come from another angle. Ve'ein Beis Medrash B'loi Kama Chidusha. So just a little bit of a background, just a chazer a little bit, so that we can flow into the raid. And that is, the Gemara on Daf Talad Amud Beis brought a machloikis between Rav and Ravasi regarding a Beya Shenolda B'Yontif. The Beya was noilad on the first day Yontif, and you want to now eat it on the second day Yontif.
So what's the halacha? Be'ah shenol the b'yantif rishon. Are you allowed to eat it b'yantif sheni, or you're not allowed to eat it b'yantif sheni? Rav said, nol da b'zeh, muteres b'zeh. If it was noilin on the first day yantif, you're allowed to eat it on the second day yantif. Rav Asni said, nol da b'zeh, asura b'zeh. If it was born on the first day yantif, you're not allowed to eat it on the second day yantif. At first glance, it would seem like a harmless, innocent machloikis, tucked away in mesechtes be'ah, daftalim be'ez, that is nogeya something that once upon a time was halacha lemaisa, but today is very much not halacha lemaisa, unless you live in a farm, and that is a be'ah shenol de b'yantif, when it was noilat on the first day yantif, and it's a 2-day yantif. Rav says, nol de b'zeh muteres b'zeh, and Rav Asni said, nol de b'zeh asura b'zeh. But what we saw from learning the Gemara on Daf Dalet, and from the introduction to Daf He, is that this machloikas Rav and Rav Asi was really a very, very foundational, very fundamental machloikas. It was a machloikas that really hinges on a davar ha'oimed berumay shalaylam. It hinges on a very basic understanding of yontif sheni shal galias back in the day. And that is, we know that once upon a time, the way Rosh Chodesh was determined was not based on a calendar, but rather it was determined based on when Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, was Mekadesh the Chodesh. They would be Mekadesh the Chodesh. They would determine when Rosh Chodesh is, and based on that, you now look at you're able to figure out when exactly Yontif is going to be. And that posed a problem for all the Jewish communities that lived far away from Yerushalayim. They weren't privy to what was going on in Yerushalayim, and as a result, they didn't know when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh. If they didn't know when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, they didn't know where Rosh Chodesh was, and as a result, they didn't know when Yontif was. So Beis Din used to send shluchim out to try to notify whoever could be notified, but the reality is they weren't able to reach all the different places. And therefore, there were communities in Klal Yisrael that when Yomim Tovim arrived, still didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, which means they didn't know when Yontif was. And as a result, they would keep 2 days Yontif. And there was a major machlokes on Meiron, what the nature of those 2-day Yontif were. There were those that held that this was something that was mandated by the courts. It was something that Chazal said they had to do. Meaning Chazal sent out a memo and basically told the Olam, listen, you don't know when Beis Din's Mekadesh L'Chodesh. As a result, you don't know when Yontif is. So you have no choice, but you have to keep a second day Yontif. One day will be Yontif Midrashim, the other day will be Yontif Midrabbanan. But you don't have a choice. You have to keep 2 days Yontif. Beis Din has the authority to do things like that. And this is something that Chazal exercised. And that's the history. That's the origin of the 2-day Yontif. But there were other Amiram that held, no, Chazal never got involved. They never intervened. They didn't have to. It was very poshut. The Olam had a Safik when Yontif was, so do what you would do whenever you have a Safik Yontif. Safik Yontif is a Sfeikid Deiraisa. Sfeikid Deiraisa is Lachumra. So keep 2 days Yontif. And that's why the Yidden kept 2 days Yontif. But here's the point. Chazal never dictated that they had to keep a second day Yontif. They were keeping a second day Yontif Misafik, simply because they didn't know. So the Shaila was, did Chazal dictate the second day Yontif? Or was the second day Yontif something that the Yidden did on their own because they had a Sveika Dei Raisa and they did what they would have done had they had any Sveika Dei Raisa? L'may nafkemino, if you hold that Chazal dictated a second day Yontif, that means that every 2-day Yontif was made up of 1-day Yontif Dei Raisa and 1-day Yontif Dei Rabbanan. Now they didn't know which was Dei Raisa, which was the Rabbanan, but they knew this. One was Dei Raisa, the other one was the Rabbanan. And both days were Vaday Yontif. One Vaday mid Dei Raisa, one Vaday mid Rabbanan. But both days were Vaday Yontif. If you hold that Chazal never got involved, they never intervened. They said, let the Olam figure it out. So the Olam then treated it like any Safik. They had a Safik, one day is Yontif, the other day was Chayil. And as a result, one day Yontif mid Dei Raisa, the other day is Chayil. Chazal never said that the other day should be Yontif mid Rabbanan, and as a result, it wasn't Yontif mid Rabbanan. So the other day, the day that was not the real Yontif, was it Yontif mid Rabbanan or was it not Yontif mid Rabbanan? So Rashi, that's the machloikis Rav and Rav Asi. Rav held Be'ah shenol de b'zeh, muteres b'zeh. The reason is because he held that Chazal never got involved in the second day Yontif. And therefore, the 2-day Yontif was a regular Sveika Deiraisa, where one day is Yontif and the other day is Chal. It's for that reason, nol de b'zeh, muteres b'zeh. Why? Like we spoke at so many times, Maman of Shach. Because if the first day is Yontif, so it's Be'ah shenol de b'yontif, that means tomorrow's Chal. Be'ah shenol de b'yontif is muter on Chal. And if tomorrow's Yontif, that means today's Chal. So it's not a Be'ah shenol de b'yontif. So Maman of Shach, it's muter. Rav Asi held it's a problem because Rav Asi held that both days were Vada Yontif. Now, one midday Raisa, one midday Rabbanan, but at the end of the day, they're both midday Raisa. And being that they're both midday Raisa, it's a Kedusha Achas, and therefore, Be'ah shenol de b'zeh, the halacha is going to be that it's going to be asura b'zeh. So again, a major nafkamina in terms of how you understand the origin of the two-day yontif, depending on whether you hold beish and olda b'zeh muteres b'zeh, or beish and olda b'zeh asura b'zeh. So what do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber in Hilchas Yontif, in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, Siv Kotten Hei, says very clearly, Im Nold B'Yom Rishon, if a Bey was Nold on the first day Yontif, Muteres B'Yontif Sheini. The Halach is you're allowed to eat it on the second day Yontif, B'Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Galias. When you have 2 days Yontif in Chutz Arts. In other words, the Mechaber paskins like Rav did in the Sugya, Hilchas Kavase De Rav Bahani Tlas, which means that Lahalacha we paskin, this is very, very important. Chazal never mishtarayin in Yontif Sheni Shal Galias. And the nature of the two-day Yontif was, 1 day's Yontif, 1 day's Choyl, 1 day's Vada Yontif B'day Reis. Now the other day's for sure a weekday. The Olam just didn't know. And because the Olam didn't know, so it's for that reason they treated both days as Yontif. But you want to know the embass? There weren't 2 days Yontif. All there was 1 day Yontif, and that's why Be'ish and Olda B'zeh Muteres B'zeh, it's based on Rav's Mamon of Shach in the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. It's very clear. But the truth is a kasha that has to be asked, a kasha that we already asked, and that is that the Gemara says that at some point, the Amoira Hillel fixed the calendar. The Rambam says it happened in the times of Abai Verova, Ad Abai Verova, Ad Ba'ad Bechal, Ad Veloyad Bechal. Yesterday we suggested that maybe it's a Machlikis Noid Behuda and the Shag Esayah. But either way, there was an Amoira named Hillel, and Hillel fixed the calendar. Incidentally, the Toldos Tanaim V'Amoiraim, Rav Aaron Hyman, so he says that this Hillel, of course, should not be confused with Hillel Azokin and Kachoya. Right, this is not the same hill. In fact, he makes a cheshbon. He says, he lived 13 generations later, just to bring out how much he wasn't the original hill. Literally 13 dairis later. That's how much after the original hill he lived. But the bottom line is, he went and he fixed the calendar. And after he fixed the calendar, the Olam HaChutz La'aretz said, okay, now it's over. Now we know in Yontif is, there's no reason for us to have to keep a second day Yontif. Stating that, Sholchu Mitam, they sent a memo from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they told the Olam the words that reverberate and that is Hizaru b'minigav yiseichem b'yadeichem. You have to keep your minig. Because maybe things will happen, you're going to forget. But the point is Hizaru b'minigav yiseichem b'yadeichem. And right now, moving forward, you have to treat the second day Yontif the same way that you always treated the Yontif. Now, it sounds like now the Yidden and Golas were told there was literally a mandate that was sent from the highest court in Eretz Yisrael that told them you have to keep a real second day Yontif. So here's the kasha. The Mechaber paskins today, Hayoim and Topshin Pei Beis, that Beish and all the Beyontif Rishon, that Loch is Muteres Beyontif Sheini. Bishloim once upon a time, where really the Yidden were only keeping 1 day Yontif, and this was something they were doing on their own, because they had a suffix when Yontif was. So Beish and all the Muteres was based on Rav's Maman of Shach. But now that they were already told Yizaru, B'minig Abiseichem B'yadeichem, so now they were dictated. They were told they have to keep a 2 day Yontif. So now it's Zichar a 2 day Yontif. Why is anyone keeping 2 days Yontif today? It's not because of a suffix, because they were told that this is something that they have to do. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam says there was a takonas chachamim that said Yizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. This was a real takonas chachamim, says the Rambam. So if that's the case, now it's Kiddush HaAchas. Now our Beis Shenol D'Biyantiv, Rav's Beis Shenol D'Biyantiv becomes Rav Asi's Beis Shenol D'Biyantiv. So why is the Halach in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel that Beis Shenol D'Bezeh is Muteres B'zeh? So we spoke for Reb Chaim Briska that Reb Chaim said that it's Pashit, that being that the whole nature of the takonas chachamim of Yizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem was continue and just perpetuate the minig of your Zaydis. So therefore, the takana was treat Yontif Sheini the way your Zaydis used to treat Yontif Sheini. And how did the Zaydis treat Yontif Sheini? As a Sofik Yontif. So today we also keep it as a Sofik Yontif. Now the first thing Yontif said, Reb Chaim, you can't treat it as a Sofik Yontif because you know it's Vada Yontif. That has nothing to do with Minig Aviseichem. That's because of Hillel's calendar. So therefore you know it's Yontif, so it's Yontif. You have to keep it as Yontif. Oh, but the Sveita Tog Yontif, being that the only reason we're observing it is as a Zecher, Hizaru b'Minig Aviseichem b'Yadeichem, and our Zaydis Gufa kept it as a Sofik Yontif, so it's for that reason we keep it as a Sofik Yontif. But here's the bottom line, and this was a long-winded chazara, which is always kedai, but to get to this punchline, and that is Hayoim, when we keep a two-day yontif, we're keeping a two-day yontif the way Rav held. You're supposed to keep a two-day yontif in Be'ed Avdalaram and Beis. One day is Vaday yontif, the other day is Vaday Chol. We make believe, we act as if we don't know which is which, even though really we do know which is which. The first day is yontif, the second day, as a zecher to minig aviseinu biyodeinu, we treat it today as if it was still a Safik yontif. One of the great shailas in halacha is if someone lives in Chutz Laretz, where the minig is that you keep 2 days yontif, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael for yontif, should he keep 2 days yontif, or should he keep 1 day yontif? Now it's interesting that this shaila is not mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. There's nowhere in Shulchan Aruch where this shaila is mentioned. It's not a mechaber, it's not a ramah. And you would think that this is such a basic, fundamental question that the Gedolei HaPoskim, when they laid out the law of the land, pun intended, they would have told us what you're supposed to do if a ben chutz laretz goes to Eretz Yisrael. But for whatever reason, and we could speculate, it's not mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. And as a result, this was something that was discussed by the Poskim, albeit by the early Poskim. And really, whenever you hear the Shaila, there's two Marim Mekoymes that are integral. The Shaila Sechuvas Chacham Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samech Zayin, and the Shaila Sechuvas Afkas Ruchel, that was the Maron, the Beis Yosef, in Simen Chavav. The Chacham Tzvi was asked this question. Bnei Chutz Laretz Ha'olam L'Eretz Yisrael, Derech Aroi, Heich Yisnagu B'Sholich Regalim, Im Kibnei Eretz Yisrael, Oy Kibnei Chutz Laretz. Now the Chacham Tzvi approached this Shaila from the standpoint of the Sugya in Mesechtes Pesachim, Perek Mokim Shenagu. So the Halacha, this is the name of the fourth Perek in Mesechtes Pesachim, is that there were different places in Klal Yisrael where they had different Menhagim. And the Mishnah says, you always follow the minhag of the Makim. Now, it's the Mishnah in Mesechtes Pesachim, and it's dealing with halacha that's Negeya Pesach. Makim shenagu lasis malacha b'arvei Pesachim ad chatzois oisin. Makim shenagu shaloi lasnois ein oisin. Then the Mishnah says, ahoylech mi makim shoisin lo makim shein oisin. If somebody goes from a place where the minhag is to do malacha to a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, or the opposite, mi makim shein oisin lo makim shoisin. So what do? Do you take on the minhag of the place you're coming from, or do you take on the minhag of the place you're coming to? So it's a Mishnah. Noisin and all of chumrei makim sheyatzam You take on both chumras. You take on the chumra of the place you're coming from. You take on the chumra of the place you're going to. And then the Mishnah says the reason is val yeshana adam b'nei machlokes, because otherwise you may run into machlokes. But the point is, you take on the chumra of the place that you're coming from and the chumra of the place that you're going to. So the Chacham Tzvi, when he discussed the shaila, he discussed it really from the standpoint of this Mishnah, Perek Makim Shenagu, and he said, l'chur, at first glance, you would think that if someone lives in Chutz Laretz, he's a person that has a chumrah, he keeps 2 days yontif. Now you're going to Eretz Yisrael, that's a place where they don't have this chumrah, where they don't keep 2 days yontif. L'chur, it's a Mishnah. Ha'hoylech mi makayim she'oisim l'makim she'ein oisim noisnen olav chumrei makim she'yatzam isham v'chumrei makim she'oilach l'sham. So over here, if someone's going from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, you would think he should keep 2 days yontif based on the fact that he's going from a place where his minhag makim is a chumra that is not existent in the place that he's going to. But then the Chacham Tzvi, in a very short tshuva, said two reasons why it doesn't apply. He says, number one, who said keeping a 2 day yontif is a chumra? Yeah, it's a chumra in Hilchas Yontif, but you're not going to put on tefillin. That's going to be a kula. You're going to say tefillos that you really aren't supposed to say in the event that it's a weekday. So you can't inherently tell me a 2 day yontif is a chumra. So I don't know if you can apply the rule of noitzanal of chumre makam shiyatzam isham. And then the Chacham Tzvi said a whole nother svara, a svara that I believe we spoke about when we learned perek makam shenagu, that's related to Baal Taisif. But the Chacham Tzvi said two reasons why he doesn't think this Mishnah makam shenagu applies. So said the Chacham Tzvi, if this Mishnah makam shenagu doesn't apply, you don't have the halach of noitzanal of chumre makam shiyatzam isham. So he said, if that's the case, I think it's passionate. Then people that come from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, Aser linuk shnei yamim tovim shalgalias calls man shein beretz Yisrael. It's aser for them to keep a 2 day yontif. They have to go with the minhag makim that they're in, and they have to keep 1 day yontif. And this was the psak that the Chacham Tzvi wrote in Shailos Teshuvos Chacham Tzvi in the 17th century. It's in Shelo Kuf Zamech Zayin, stating that there was a tshuva that the Chacham Tzvi apparently wasn't aware of. That was a tshuva that predated the Chacham Tzvi by a very, very long time. And this tshuva was written by none other than Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and it's in Shailos HaTshuvos Afkas Ruchel. So in the Afkas Ruchel, the Beis Yosef was asked the very, very same question. And the Beis Yosef said that it's poshut to him that the halacha is that a hoylech Mimakim shenagu one way, tomakim shenagu another way. The halacha is nice in all of chumre makim sheyatzim isham, and therefore it's a chumre to keep a 2-day yantif. You're gonna have to keep a 2-day yantif. And after writing a short tshuva, the Beis Yosef said, "V'chein meisim b'chol yoyim b'chol shana v'shana." And he says, in fact, every single day, every single year, oylem l'shalish regalim chutz laaretz. They're yidden that go from chutz laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. Va'oisin yoyim sheni shal galius k'tikunav u'kimishpata b'chutz laaretz, and they prava a 2-day yantif. If the way we do it today, v'loy oid elishem miskapzin minyan b'bnei chutz laaretz oilam l'regel u'mispalin tefila v'koyim b'tayru u'maftir b'navi b'brachas tchila v'soif k'moish oisem b'yantiv sheni b'chutz laaretz v'dover zeh nasem b'mei kenim b'fnei g'doy oilam. This is a minute that's been going on from the beginning of time. V'loy pikbek adam b'dover zeh mei oilam, and there's no one that ever had a problem with it. So the Beis Yosef said, number one, to me, I think the halach is that you should keep your 2-day yantiv. He wrote his tshuva why, and then the punchline is v'chein meisim b'chol yoy. That the Yidden that went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar, from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, and they would keep 2 days Yantif the same exact way that they kept 2 days Yantif when they were living in Chutzlar. So said the Beis Yosef, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to keep 2 days Yantif, and he said, that's the Minhag Olam. In other words, we have two major tshuvas. We have a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi, and we have a tshuva from the Beis Yosef, and the two tshuvas would seem to be at odds with each other. On the one hand, you have the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, where the Chacham Tzvi said that if someone that goes from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you keep 1 day Yantif. And then you have the tshuva of the Beis Yosef that said just the opposite. You go from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to keep 2 days Yantif. Now the truth is, because of this tshuva of the Beis Yosef, almost all the Poskim argued throughout the ages that there was really no debate. It's true the Chacham Tzvi is one of the earliest Ashkenazi poiskim, and he's one of the gedoyli poiskim. And when the Chacham Tzvi said something, Aryeh Yishag Milo Yira, and he carries tremendous weight in halacha. But the Beis Yosef Moran wrote a tshuva in the Afkas Rucho. And now that he write a tshuva nafkas rucha that he's supposed to keep 2 days yantiv, he said this was the minig. And he said this is a minig. Dovaz and nasim he may kednem if ne gedoy lo yoydem like pik pik adam dovaz and yoydem. So he said to me, it sounds like a dovah pashit that what you have to do is you have to keep 1 day yantiv. And the truth, 2 days yantiv. And the truth is, if you look in the sefer Pasa Shulchan, so the Pasa Shulchan was written by Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov. Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov is the author of the Tiklin Chadotin, a Masech Tishkolim fan. He was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon together with Reb Mendel Shklov. He was from the Talmidei Agra that went to Eretz Yisrael, and they settled originally in the north, and then they went to Yerushalayim and the Old City and the Churva Shul and all the history related to Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov. And he wrote a sefer called Pasa Shulchan, which is the absolute classic as it relates to all halachas related to Eretz Yisrael. And it's Pasa Shulchan in Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. This is in Perik Beis in Sif Katan Tezvav. He says, quote, Ve'elu bnei adam shembam michutz laretz lishnateach al kivrei atzadikim v'lochu giyantiv beretz Yisrael v'achar kach oizrim l'chutz laretz l'mkoimam azai heim noyagim b'yantiv shal galiyas kechol dineyem. They have to keep the halachas of yantiv like all the dinim, and they have to keep 2 day yantiv. And then the Pasa Shulchan wrote, V'yesh beis ha-knesses miyuchid. There's a special beis ha-knesses in Eretz Yisrael. And they tell you a little bit about which beis ha-knesses this is. Shemespalim b'yantiv shal galiyas. And imamish, this was written so halacha l'maisa that he's literally giving you directions of where the beis ha-knesses is in the event you find yourself in this situation. Like this, you're going to know what to do. But the Pasa Shulchan said very clearly, you're supposed to keep 2 days yantiv. Now in the comments on the side, Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov wrote, what's the pshat? Kein pasak maram beis Yosef b'tshuvasei hachadasha afkas ruchel v'chein noyagim b'chol Eretz Yisrael u'kudoloi k'tshuvas chacham tzvi b'simen kuf samazayin. Very straightforward. It's a tshuva from the Beis Yosef. It's against the tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. And the Pasa Shulchan, Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov, who was the authority in Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, he said very, very clearly that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to keep 2 days Yontif, like the Beis Yosef said. And Rabbi Avadi Yosef in his Yabia Omer has a whole arichas that this pashit, that that's what the halach is. And that's what command all the poiskim hold. Stating that, the Balatanya in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and this is in Hilchas Yontif, it's in Simen Tov Tzadik Vav Sif Katan Yud Aleph, he brings this Shaila and he says, Bnei Chutz Laretz, Shnebo L'Eretz Yisrael, Afal Pisha Daitan Lachzar, Ein Oysin Elo Yoyim Echad Ki Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They're supposed to keep 1 day Yontif like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, V'yesh Chalkim. There are those that argue. The truth is, people have wondered out loud why the Balatanya would have brought the halacha the way he brought it. Meaning, he sounds like he's bringing the Chacham Tzvi, and then he brings a V'yesh Chalkim, referring to the Beis Yosef. But either way, the Balatanya, who was one of the great poiskim of his generation, and there are many, many yidden that follow the Balatanya today, mamish every kutzah shal yod. Balatanya seemed to say, and this is the way the poiskim understand the Balatanya, that the ikur sheet is the sheet of the Chacham Tzvi, and then he brings as a yesh cholkin, he brought the Beis Yosef. But here's the punchline as it relates to what we're learning about right now. And that is, in the Sefer Ira Kodesh VaMikdash, so Rabbi Chilmechel Tkachinsky brings that he heard many times from his Zayde, Rav Shmuel Misalant. And again, Rav Shmuel Misalant was the Rabbi Shal Yerushalayim for close to 70 years. He was a Tzadik Sadoilam. He passed away in the year 1909, just to frame him exactly when he lived. So he was really from the great leaders of Yerushalayim in the very early stages of the modern era. And Rav Tkachinsky, who was an enokel Rav Shmuel Misalant, he refers to him as Chami Vizikni Moiri Virabi every single time he quotes him in the Sefer. So he said, I heard from my Zayda many, many times that he said that the emesis that in his heart of hearts, he held very, very stark. That really someone that comes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael should only keep one day Yontif. And he said two svaras. One we mentioned when we learned Masechtas Pesachim. His first svara, which was a hergish, was because a yid that goes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael is not a guest in Eretz Yisrael. There's no such thing as a yid being away from home when he's in Eretz Yisrael. Every single yid has a home in Eretz Yisrael. And at the end of the day, if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you're in Eretz Yisrael on Yontif, you keep one day Yontif. So even though I'm a guest and I'm only visiting Eretz Yisrael, but I'm still going to keep one day Yontif. That's a hergish. But then Rav Shmuel Misalant said that let's ask ourselves, why do we keep 2 days Yontif? And again, today's the day to do this. Why do we keep 2 days Yontif? We keep 2 days Yontif because the Gemara says in Beyad Avdalad Amid Beyaz, Sholchu Mitam, Hizaru B'minig Aviseichem, B'yadeichem, keep on to the Minig. That means the whole second day Yontif today, even though today we're keeping the second day Yontif at Teiriz Vada, but it's together, do what your Zaydis did. Your Zaydis once upon a time kept a second day Yontif, you also keep a second day Yontif. And we mentioned Reb Chaim's Lamdas, that being that when our Zaydis kept a second day Yontif, they kept it misafik because they didn't know if it was Yontif or not. So it's for that reason when we keep a second day Yontif, we keep it in the same way. We're also supposed to keep a second day Yontif, ki'ilu, it was a safik. So there's a din to keep a second day Yontif of a second day Yontif misafik. But the gather of us keeping a second day Yontif today is hizaru b'minig aviseichem b'yadechem. We're doing what our Zaydis used to do. So Rav Shmuel Misalant used to say, it was margila b'pume. He said, if somebody lived in the time when Bezin was mekadosh l'chodesh al pi ri'iyah, and he went to Eretz Yisrael, he went to be Oilu Rego, he's in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif. Did he keep 1 day Yontif or did he keep 2 day Yontif? So Rav Shmuel Misalant said it's totally in the machlokes Rav and Ravasi in Beyad Avdal and Amibes. According to Rav, that Chazal never mandated a second day Yontif. What was it? The Yidden Pasha didn't know what to do. So if I don't know what to do, I had to keep a second day Yontif. So it's Pasha, said Rav Shmuel Misalant, that if I know what to do, because I'm in Yerushalayim for Yontif, of course I'm only going to keep 1 day Yontif. Now, Leir Rav Asni, who holds that Chazal mandated a second day Yontif for the Bnei Chutz Laretz, okay, then you can clear a Shiloh. Because now this person that's in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif is coming from a Makam Shanagu to keep 2 days Yontif. So now we can start clearing Chacham Tzvis and Avkaz Ruchels. We can start writing tshuvas about it. Do I have a din of a Makam Shanagu? Do I have a din of Noisim Chumrei Makam Shahalach or not? A Bezok, Rav Shmuel Misalant, that whole Shaila, I think, is only in Rav Asi. But according to Rav, there was never a halacha to keep a second day Yontif. It was only the fact that the Yidden Pasha didn't know what to do. And because they didn't know what to do, they had no choice. And in Mail, they had to keep a second day Yontif. And again, even though today we do know, that's why this Hakdama was necessary. Today we know everything, but it doesn't matter. The gather of what we're doing is, Hizar b'minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. So if we're Pasha keeping the second day Yontif the same way as Zaydis kept the second day Yontif. So was volte Zayda getan if he was in Yerushalayim for Yontif? Avadi would have kept 1 day Yontif because he has no Suffolk now. We paskin like Rav that it's 1 day Suffolk Chayil. There is no Suffolk. So if there's no Suffolk, Avadi would have kept 1 day Yontif. So if Shmuel Salant said, how can you not keep 1 day Yontif today? I don't understand. How could the chumra of Yizar b'minig abiseichem b'idechem be more than what it once was? The whole gather is nem on the chumra. So whatever they did, you do. And just like throughout Shulchan Aruch, you find that the second day Yontif is treated like a suffix. Even though there's no suffix. What suffix is? It's not kind of suffix. It's Yontif the Rabbanan. That's all it is. Oh, but you treat it like a suffix. Like Reb Chaim said along this. Because that was the Yizar b'minig abiseichem b'idechem. You should keep it up the way they once did it. So said Reb Shmuel Misalat, the bomb tainer. He said, if that's the case, once upon a time a Yid was in Eretz Sofia, I would have kept one day, so why should you keep 2 days? So this is where Rav Tkachinsky brings, he said he heard this from his Zayde Kamapamim, and that was his hergish, and he used to say that Libi Oimeli, to tell people, Pasha, because he was the Rav of Yerushalayim, this was the question that was always asked him when people came up, and that's what he wanted to tell people. But Maisa, he didn't. He said, because at the end of the day, Elo, Shalai Rotze Chami Vizikni Mayri Virabi Lachlik Ligamri Al Raboisov. He didn't want to argue with his Rebbes. And Bechlolom Goyin Yisro Bao Pasa Shulchan Zatzal. Mimiaste Hayishu Eretz Yisroel. Because the Pasa Shulchan already wrote in the Shulchan Aruch of Eretz Yisroel. And he was from the Miyastim of the Yishuv. And he said, you should keep 2 days Yontif. And he didn't want to be Mavatal Ligamri Asaminag Akoidim Ulafichach Posak Lishoyalov Sheyinagu Akoilachumra. It's for that reason, when anyone asks, Rav Shmuel Misalant, should you keep 1 day Yontif, should you keep 2 days Yontif? He would tell people that you should keep 2 days Yontif. But it's not because he understood it. He really had a bomb kasha and a hergish. That will looming. The hergish was that at the end of the day, a Yid in Eretz Yisrael is a guest. What, you're in Ireach, you're visiting some country and you have a flight back. And a Yid's never a guest in Eretz Yisrael. You're always a Toshav in Eretz Yisrael. And if a Toshav in Eretz Yisrael keeps 1 day Yontif, you keep 1 day Yontif. Oh, but the taina, the lundis was that at the end of the day, the whole second day Yontif is minig aviseichem b'yadeichem. And you're supposed to do it in the same way the Zaydas did it. And the Zaydas did it simply because they didn't know. And that's more like Reb Chaim said in Sefer, we treat it like a Safik Yontif. And what would have been if the Zayda was in Eretz Yisrael? It's possibly would have kept 1 day Yontif. Why? Because they would have had a Safik. It's only to the extent you have a Safik. If you don't have a Safik, why are you keeping a second day Yontif? You have no Safik. We passing like Rav. Beish and all the Bezem Muteres Bezeh. So it's for that reason he held L'chayruf, the Yizaru, B'minig Aviseichem B'yadeichem, is just to maintain and perpetuate that, then L'chayruf should be 1 day Yontif. Afal Pikein, the Pasa Shulchan, the Talmud Agram, Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov, you see this Messiah of in the founding of Yerushalayim when the Yishuv was starting to be established and the deference that one had for the other. So Rabbi Shmuel Misalant, the famous Rav of Yerushalayim, is deferring to his predecessor. That's Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov. It's just fascinating, the history and the nuances. And it said, if Rabbi Yisroel Mishklov wrote in the Pasa Shulchan that the Aloch is like the Beis Yosef and the Afkas Ruchov, I can't be Mekel. And as a result, Rav Tkachinsky said that his Zayda, Hishver, Mayri Virabi, if anyone would ask him 1 day Yontif or 2 days Yontif, he would tell them all 2 days Yontif.